go.
Hello?
Is Matthew around?
This is Hank.
Hey, Matthew Scott at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, thanks.
Can I help you
You
with?
know, I was just giving you a quick follow-up call here. We About a week or so ago, we'd sent you out an offer in the mail. It was for some equipment finance and working capital. Did you happen to see that come through there?
I'm interested in taking a look at it. I did not see it in the mail.
Okay, well, that's why I give the follow-up call here. Real quick, let me double check the address we got on file here. Is it, are you still at 411 West 21st Street?
No.
Okay, that would explain it. What's the new address?
Let me give you a new address.
Okay.
Can you just send it to my email address?
Yeah. What's your email?
It's M as in Matt, gas, GASS, like gas you put in your car, two S's,
Okay.
at live.com.
All right. And tell me a
I'm
little bit
coming here
more
to take a
about.
look at it tonight.
Okay. Yeah. What are you looking to do?
We're branching out from Chattanooga into Nashville, Tennessee,
Okay.
and starting a new company.
Okay.
And I'm up here right now just getting everything settled. We have some equipment, but we're going to need some more.
Okay.
And we're about to get rolling.
Okay. And are you doing that just under a completely separate business, or are you is this just an expansion of the existing one?
It's a separate LLC, yeah.
Okay.
So they're owned by the same corporation, but.
All right. Are you the 100% owner? Or do you have partners?
99%. I'm
99.
99% owner, but I have an S corp, but I own 100% of the S corp as well. So,
Okay.
yes, 100% owner, I guess technically.
Yeah. Alrighty. And what kind of equipment are you looking for there?
We're going to be looking for a jetter and a pump truck.
And a pump truck, okay.
And probably a van.
And a van.
I don't know yet on the van.
Let's put a question mark by the van there. Have you priced out the jetter and the pump truck yet?
Yeah, the pump truck's about 130,
Okay.
and the jetter's about 42.
About 42. Is that new on both, or are you looking used?
New on both.
New on both, okay. And how quickly are you looking to pick those up there?
Probably within a month.
Within a month?
Yeah, a month or two.
Okay. And then the existing business, how long have you been in business there?
5 years.
5 years? Okay. And do you have any other business locations or just Chattanooga?
No, just Chattanooga.
All right. Cool. And what'd you guys do in approximate gross revenue last year?
About 1.8.
About 1.8.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And in addition to the equipment, are you looking for any startup capital as well?
It really depends on the rate and the term.
Okay. How's your credit?
It's okay. I mean, I pay a lot of stuff off early, so I think it's down around 670 right now.
670. Okay. All right, so I know national average is right about 680 right now, so you're right about at the average there, around there. All right. So yeah, we've got, two main programs we do here. Would be equipment financing, or we'd look at, potentially, loans for the jetter or the pump truck. Now, were you planning to finance those like in full, or did you have money set aside to put down? How did you want to do that?
I mean, I can put money down, but I'm trying to avoid it.
Yeah. Okay. Or do you have programs with no down payments for equipment loans here? And then the other program we have is working capital. And that's it's a program where you could actually basically borrow off the equity that you have in your existing business. We can usually free up about 10 to 15% of your total revenue. So you'd probably be, you said you did about 1.8. You'd probably be able to make available, 180 to, what'd that be up to, about 250,000, 260,000 or so might potentially be available. Of course, you wouldn't have to borrow the whole amount, just whatever you needed for.
So what's the payback look like on that?
Those working capital, those are more short-term loans. Average for a first-time borrower with us is 6 to 18 months. They're usually more like bridge loans. People use them sometimes for like startup inventory for in a situation like this. I see approvals up to 24 months or so. On the equipment side of things, it's traditional equipment loan. You'd be looking at somewhere around the 5-year term. We have 6-year terms occasionally.
Okay.
All right, and if you were to take on just some startup capital, how much have you thought about how much you need or would want?
I don't think that I would.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean.
Yeah, it's it's something if you're curious on it, like if you're already applying for equipment, we could look at what we could do for capital as well, and just kind of come back and tell you some options. If you were to use it, even if you don't, there's no obligation if we look at that as well to borrow anything there. Just give you some ideas if not for now, possibly for the future, what we'd be able to do on the capital side of thing. But we can definitely take a look. Get that equipment here real soon. You said you're looking within a month to bring the equipment on there?
Yeah, a month or two.
Month or two? Already. Do you have quotes on them yet?
No, but I mean, I bought 3 of these jetters.
Okay. Would you be looking to go through the same vendor?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Yeah, so there's two ways we could go with the equipment. We can always get you approved for the amount you're looking for ahead of time. That way, you kind of know what you're looking at payment-wise. You know what you have to shop with as well. Or, if you want to wait till you have quotes, you can send the quotes and we can go for that specific amount and get you all set up at that point. All right. I'll shoot you over an email and I'll. I'll attach a copy of our application. It's just a one-page application, couple quick financial documents. It's a pretty easy process, and we can work as quickly as you need us to. We can usually get approvals in about 24-48 hours here, and we can handle funding pretty quickly thereafter.
Okay. I'll check out your email tonight.
Okay, right on. And then do you just want to shoot me back an email with the updated address and
something? Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, perfect, man. All right, you got any other questions here for me before you let me go?
Nope.
All right, man, good talking with you. I'll shoot that over in a couple minutes here.
All right, thanks.
Oh, take care.
Bye.
Bye.